So in this case, we are talking about some examples of the cancer. The most part that exposed to the food is from the mouth to the rectum, and it's called alimentary tract or gastrointestinal tract. It divided into two parts based on the part which upper the diaphragm and then the part lower the diaphragm. And the upper part is oral cavity, pharynx, and esophagus. And it's proved that the cancer in these parts, especially in Central Asia, is more, for example, for esophageal cancer. And the contributor in this case is alcohol and tobacco, and also overweight and obesity is one of the risk factors that increase the cancer of the upper GI tract. And as I said before, also deficiencies in vitamin C and other micronutrients can cause cancer in all the parts of upper GI. And by micronutrients, we're talking about the elements that the body use them in very small amount, and this is why we call them micronutrients. If we go to the lower part of the gastrointestinal stomach up to the colorectal area, we know that in the countries they traditionally preserve salted food and they use it, like China, for example, they have the more risk of cancer of stomach. And we know also, as explained, the high intake of fruit and vegetable decrease the cancer of the stomach and also decrease the progression of this cancer. And in one of the research that done also in China, they just find out that the combined supplementation of beta-carotene, selenium, and alpha-tocopherol, it can decrease the mortality in the patients with the stomach of the cancer. And the lower part also about the colorectal cancer is very usual, and the rate of this cancer incidence, not the rate, sorry, the incidence of the cancer is 10 times more in developed countries, especially during the 90s, because the food had not much enough fiber. And also overweight and obesity, that means that when people are eating, probably eat more food with fatty acids, also they can increase the risk of more exposure and then cause the colorectal cancer. And obviously the lack of physical activity for the negative energy balance. And also smoked and salted and processed meat is proved to have a connection to colorectal cancer. And also, as general in the populations in the countries, that they use fat per capita more as in general, they have more chance of colorectal cancer. The effect of fibers, we did talk about it, and they also show that the diet low in folate is increasing the risk of colorectal cancer. In the cancer of the liver, as you know, is a very important part of the body for filtering all the toxins, and we have a kind of a private circulation from the GI tract to the liver, and so liver is exposed to a lot of toxins, and especially proved about the aflatoxin B1, as we explained, increasing the risk of liver, and viruses like hepatitis, all the types also can damage the liver and increase the risk of hepatic cancer. And alcohol also is a cause of liver cirrhosis, and also the damages can increase the cancer of liver due to alcohol in this case. And if we talk about the pancreas, as you know, pancreas is a part of the body that produces two type of hormones, and they are exocrine and endocrine. As by exocrine, we means that this pancreatic juice that go directly to the body lumen, and by endocrine, which means the hormones that produce and go directly to the blood circulation, like the insulin and glucagon. and this part, the exocrine part of the pancreas, is us in our cells, which is very important, and they can also, during the overweight and obesity, be damaged and cause the cancer of pancreas. Meat consumption is very important, and because also the meat consumption decreases the bowel movement and the increase of the exposure to the carcinogens. And also low intake of vegetables is an important, as mostly because of the fibers. After the cancer of pancreas, which is important in nutrition, the lung cancer also is improved with heavy alcohol intake, increasing the lung cancer. And also in some research has showed that the high fruit and vegetable consumption, particularly carotenoids, tomatoes, and tomato-based products, may reduce the risk of cancer. But about the beta carotene, we should think that in the research in Finland, they found out that if someone is a smoker and exposed to high dose of beta carotene, the risk of cancer will be increased, actually. So it's a diverse effect that we should keep in mind. And also breast cancers, which prove directly related to the overweight and obesity, and also alcohol intake and saturated fat intake, and sedentary life and lack of physical activity. And the positive effects is monounsaturated fats, vegetables and fruits, and physical activity, of course, opposite to the other one. And one of the things is they find out the effect of alcohol on the metabolism of estrogen, and estrogen is a very important hormone in the female body, and it's also the importance of it. This is, it stimulates the breast cell divisions, especially during the development of the breast, and it's also support growth of estrogen dependent tumors. It means tumors that produce estrogen for this cell division themselves. So the alcohol can increase this effect on those tumors also. Those five videos that you have here are a brief summary of cancer and nutrition and some mechanisms. And I hope they'll be useful. And you probably have lots of questions that you can contact me through the email, and I will answer you as soon as possible. Thank you for listening.